You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, before we even begin, it was pointed out to me that that particular phrase, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that I use it a lot, so much in fact that it's distracting. Usually Carl is kind enough to count and tell me how many times I said that during the sermon, and that helps me, but if it starts to get used too often, someone will give me a sign, hopefully, or just talk to me afterwards. I'm trying, so maybe it won't be so bad this time, but last week was 16, so hopefully that'll be the record. Today, the Holy Church presents to us not a long sermon, not a long gospel either, but we get, I think, a very interesting sort of progression of how we come to Christ. Right? This little sermon is sort of a microcosm of our lives. So here comes this young man. Later on, it turns out that he's rich, but you know that already because you read the gospel. And he says to Christ, how can I be saved? I'm paraphrasing. And he basically then gives him the commandments. Right? And when we first come to God, that is how we engage also in the structure, the sort of outward stuff. And that's fine, and that's good, because that helps us to make a step inward. So first he tells him about the commandments. I did all that. All right, then. First is the structure, next is the challenge. And this is where we have the most difficulty. We come to Christ, everything is good. Our prayer is warm. Everything is wonderful. We can't wait to go to communion. Everything is perfect. And then comes this dry time. This difficult time where we struggle, our challenge. We all have it. Maybe some have yet to experience it. It's an opportunity for us to struggle. And just like Christ calls this man to struggle, so too are we to struggle in the church. We all have that specific struggle. After the initial sort of rush and warmth and love of God that we feel so greatly, we feel like we are cast out. We are not cast out by any means. But we all have this struggle pretty much. And this man's struggle was to sell everything that he had and to follow Christ. Well, that was really hard for him. Since he had a lot of riches, it was very difficult for him to sort of separate himself from those riches by which he had defined himself for so long. And we, living in this most wealthy country that has ever existed in the history of the world, it's hard also for us to separate ourselves from our riches. And so we should identify with this young person. We should say, boy, you know what, he struggled with that, I struggle with that too. And if you don't think that you struggle with that, look again. Because I bet that you do, I do. And I think a lot of people really do struggle with that. And so then we get to the next interesting step that the kids all like, because this image of a camel passing through the eye of a needle is a very nice kind of cartoon image that you can very much get into your mind, and it's very powerful, and it's there for a very good reason, because it's absurd, right? How could a camel pass through the eye of a needle? And the Lord says it's easier for a camel to do this than for someone who has riches to enter into the heavenly kingdom. Now, St. John Chrysostom says, riches you want, money you don't. What you want to do is take everything that you've got and deposit it in God's bank with the poor. Another challenge. But here we see, it's easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. That's a very powerful thing. And again, we should think about this. Each of us has been given so much wealth, so much. Even the kids. They have more money than a lot of people in the world have. What are we doing with that? How are we using that? How are we preparing to answer for that? Because to whom much is given, much will be required, right? We all understand that. Where if we're given a lot of talents and we hide them under a rock, we're going to not hear a good thing from the Lord. But But if we use them, well, then we have a lot of hope that we are going to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." It's a different gospel, but I think you all know it. And so we struggle with our riches. But to me, this progression now gets to this point where the Lord says something that I hope everyone has already memorized, and if they haven't, that they will. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. You see, last week, brothers and sisters, if you recall, we talked a lot about our struggle, our transformation, our transfiguration, how we are trying to be changed into the sons and daughters of God. And I think we've talked a lot about why that should be the case, but not how. Today we see the how. The first step in theosis, in transfiguration, in transformation, is to adopt this paradigm. With God, with man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now, not everything is impossible with man. Let's be honest. God gave man a lot of talents. We can do a lot of things. We can do some incredible, unbelievable things. But if you compare what we can do with the entirety of everything that God can do, obviously that pales in comparison. However, we are very good at sort of raising up our meager abilities and saying, how important is this? It's not unimportant that we can discover medicines, that we can save people today who would have died a few years ago, that we can progress. Mankind progresses. It's good. We should thank God for this. But stop looking in the mirror and saying, how wonderful do we look because we did this. You see, this idea, and if we are honest with ourselves, the vast majority of us who are here, who are believers, who are struggling to save their souls still prescribe to the paradigm of secular humanism, right? We don't really subscribe to this paradigm that with man it's not possible, many things are not possible, but with God all things are possible. It's okay, it means we have a way to go, but we can't deny it, we shouldn't deny it. We are really living in a very secular humanist kind of time, and it impacts us because we live in this society. But it's not enough for us to say, yes, I will be a faithful person from 10 o'clock to 12, maybe 12:15 if the sermon is long, and on Sunday morning, and the rest of the time I'm just going to throw myself into this secular humanist milieu, and I'm not going to really buy into this. I'm not going to struggle for this paradigm of, with man, many things are not possible, but with God, all things are possible. You see, if we want to be transformed, if we want to be transfigured, that's the first step right there, to trust God. And it's not easy. No one is saying that you just turn it on like you flip a switch and, oh yeah, today I decided. It's not like that. But we have to try. You see, so often we look at this and we say, I can't do that. I can't attain to that. With men, many things are not possible. With God, all things are possible. Therefore, I will not try. Wrong. In our spiritual lives, brothers and sisters, if we want to progress, we can't expect that that's going to come flying down the chimney and drop in our laps on the couch. We have to make an effort. And if we don't think that we can get there today, let's make one step towards it. And then maybe tomorrow another. And all the whole time asking God's help to adopt this paradigm that with man, many things are not possible, but with God, all things are possible. Today's sermon, brothers and sisters, explains to us how we begin this process of transformation. We start to move towards that paradigm. Will we just throw off all of our secular humanists, everything that we have been swimming in for the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 80 years? Of course not. It's not going to happen like that. Man can do many great things, and for this we should thank God. But we have to get to this point. We have to move towards this point. With man, many things are not possible. But with God, all things are possible. Once we have that, once we get there, or get close to there, then all of a sudden, we start to see things in a very different light. It's not so much, oh, I have to go to, you know, to church today, I would rather do this or that. It's like, oh, I get to go to church today. Oh, I have to read my prayers. I get to read my prayers. You know, I have to read the scriptures and the lives of saints. I can't wait to get home so I can read the scriptures and the lives of the saints. We look at things in a completely different way. But we've got to take the first step. That first step away from the secular humanist paradigm and towards this paradigm of, with man, many things are not possible. Many things are. Many things are not possible. But with God, all things are possible. So, brothers and sisters, today's gospel begins us down this road of theosis, or it shows us the path down the road of transfiguration, down the road of transformation. Every journey begins with the first step. Very rarely do you go directly from your front door to Tahiti, let's say. There are several steps that happen in between there, right? And when we say that with God all things are possible, we're not talking about magic here. Like, oh yes, I'm on the couch. I don't want to go over and walk over to pick up the, television remote control. Therefore, with God all things are possible and it shall fly to me. This is not what we are talking about here, brothers and sisters. We are talking about what's important for our salvation. How to live not a human-centered life, but a God-centered life. This is what we want to strive for. And is it easy? Look at the man in today's gospel. It was too much. He couldn't accept that he had to give up his riches, that he had to follow Christ. But there is no reason that we should ever turn back. The Lord is working with us. The Lord is beside us. All we have to do is ask for his help. So let's reflect a little bit on this gospel today when we go home. Perhaps even read it. It's less than 10 verses. But it is, I think, a very important gospel. It takes us from the structure that we are first entered into, to our challenges, to the road to transformation. If we can do this, brothers and sisters, if we can make a sincere effort, if we can take one step and ask God to bless us, it will be just like the parable of the prodigal son. We'll read that in a few weeks. The parable of the prodigal son, where the son begins to come towards his father again. He goes over the crest of the hill, and the father runs out to meet him. He throws his arms around him. This is the same in our spiritual lives too, brothers and sisters. But we have to take that first step. We have to get to the crest of the hill. And if we can do that, the Lord will be there to help us, to guide us, and to bring us forward on our path of transformation. We have to make the first step. But if we do that, God will be there to help. May the Lord strengthen us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.